Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is January the 30th, 2020, as we are starting out and kicking off our vision and growth month throughout the year. Now, as we're going to continue our growth series and our vision series, we're going to say vision series, we want to continue to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, as well as entrepreneurs, startups, young entrepreneurs, young people who are looking to start a business for themselves. Opportunities are so plentiful here in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. It is like mad crazy. So how do we select the right business for ourselves? How do we get started? How do we get gung-ho to build the growth that we want in our business? And this is for existing businesses as well as new startups. Every year, it seems like I get a ton of questions asked to me on a regular, consistent basis. But the challenge of growing a business is surprisingly similar to the difficulties of losing weight. I'm going to say it like that because each year people set resolutions, goals, KPIs, start off strong, lots of early year focus, get frustrated, fiction from the process, plateau, return to old habits, and watch apathy set in, panic and lack of focus if goals are not met. Every year, it seems like. But instead of searching for a magic bullet, ladies and gentlemen, a systematic process makes it easier to identify breaks in the system, create pathways for progress, and take aggressive bets that could lead to big successes. It works with your health, and it works with your business. The healthier you are, the more better you are, mentally speaking. And you can stand the test of time and endure the trials or the challenges that come up against you. But to ensure you don't face the same question next January, follow these four simple plans to adapt your business, but provide clarity and spark new growth. That's what everybody wants, new growth. And if 2019 didn't get there in the month of December, as we had closed out the year of 2019, and your business was stagnant in the month of December, now here we are in the end of January, as we continue our vision series, we want to make sure that we help you get on the right track, keep focused, follow one course until successful. And I want you to make sure you take copious notes as it's going to pertain to helping you grow and keep the vision that you set for 2020. Well, let's do this. Step one, assess your hypocrisy. Great leaders need to worry less about looking good and focus more energy on achieving primary goals. Outline your biggest priorities and their intent impact, and then examine where you are and your team that you have in place are spending the bulk of your time. Do this project actually align with your primary goals? That's the question to ask yourself. Do those projects actually align with your primary goals? And that's what you want to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when you're building a business and when you're looking to grow your business and even starting a business, you want to know. And this is what it is. If you have a great business plan, marketing plan, you're going to be putting together campaigns. I'm going to say campaigns again. You're going to be putting together campaigns to market your business in the marketplace, looking at your competitors, seeing exactly what they're doing, and how can you do it better or different than what they're doing. Remember this, observe the masses and do the opposite. That's one key fact that can help you grow your business. And this is what you want to do. You want to consistently, from there, keep in mind what's important. And again, that is why we use what is called the WIN formula. What's important now? W-I-N, WIN formula. What's important now? It becomes easier to see where you might be if you are misaligned, and then to see exactly how to get back on track and to keep your focus on what's important. And then you need to ask yourself, if this were easy, what would it look like? Huh? Use the answer to start building a new strategy. If it was easy, what would it look like? There's never an easy way, but there is a simple way to get started by following these steps. Step number two, strengthen your strengths. When you are reassess your business, the natural inclination is to focus on your weaknesses. But this might not always be the best way forward. Instead, let's look at what you do best. Is there an opportunity to grow even more by focusing on where you're already succeeding? And sometimes we always look at the negative side versus the positive side. Well, there's two sides to a business. You got the negative and you got a positive. And then also to your team, your people around you. Are they negative or are they positive about the opportunities or the great successes that this company can have, the potential of growth for this company? If it's not on that level and it's always on a negative downward spiral, then you're on the wrong side of thought when it comes to growing and then building a successful business. So this is what you want to do. Oftentimes, your current customers hold the key to your future growth. When working with people on a regular, consistent basis, you find out that customer satisfaction and retention were phenomenal if you stayed consistent to that letter. But our first question wasn't, how can we get more customers like this? Instead, it was, how can we deepen the relationship with existing customers that we already have? Of course, this leads to more research and unlocking new strategies to reward current customers. And I keep sharing this with everybody on a regular, consistent basis, that your customers are your go-to. They're your key. They're going to be your success factors, your ends to more growth, to more revenue, to more opportunities to help them in the marketplace. And again, you only satisfy three things in the marketplace anyway, ladies and gentlemen, is what people want, need, can afford. But giving concierge or great customer service is key to your success. Now, whatever strategies you have, whatever ideas you came up with, it has to be centered around your customers. And then with the technology that we have, with the analytics and all these different things that we can see, the patterns and the behaviors of our people. But look at the inquiries. Remember I shared before, understanding your marketing, understanding your people, and who's your target market in the marketplace, and how are you addressing those people? whether you're doing it through social media, whether you're marketing with campaigns that you put together, or whether you're just out and about, ladies and gentlemen, just going out meeting people on a regular basis or even at events or networking events that you can get out there to introduce what you do in the marketplace and to share this with amongst others. But you got to know how to capture that. It's like fishing. What bait are you using? Are you using any kind of bait to catch any kind of fish? Or are you using specific bait to catch a specific fish? It's up to you. And so we have to make sure that we understand what our customers are really all about. They hold the keys to our success. So if that's the case, then I'm going to do something that's going to center around them. And again, utilizing your existing customers as your runners, again, by giving them quality customer service and making sure that you build strategic relationships. And basically, it's all about your relationships with your people. And then they will come back again, and then they will refer people to you. They know more people than you do. They out there, you in here. And then you're in a particular market, in the marketplace, that does a specific duty. Unlike my business, where we do web design and marketing, and we also have this radio show, which I'm thankful for, now that we've been doing this show now for 8 years, here we are. 8 years, ladies and gentlemen, we've been working and helping small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. That's the theme. And who is my target market? Startups, businesses, entrepreneurs, people who are helping out in the community where they are. And again, the goal of this was to help give a voice to people who don't have a voice and teach and train them tools and tips that they can get for free. We don't charge you for that. Our advertisers, our marketing people, all of the things that we have in place help suffice that. So all we have to do is help others as we help ourselves. We're all in this together. There is no island. You're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. Remember that well. You can't do it all by yourself. You need a team of people. And strategically, good people who's on your level and above. Thinkers. Go-getters. Movers and shakers. People who are hungry to get to the next level. And here's step number three. Question your weaknesses. Every business has weaknesses, and leaders often feel required to plug those leaks immediately. But that's not always the right move to make, ladies and gentlemen. You can't do everything at once, and growth can be a byproduct of going narrow on one or two areas of focus that might mean putting your energy into your strengths. And while your gut might tell you to do immediately address your weaknesses, take stock first. If they're not preventing your business from moving forward, the best use of your time and money for now may be elsewhere, looking to add, to grow, to build, to continue to add these blocks. Remember this. When you build a house, look how many people you have. And each one has its own function. Each person does its own duty while building a house. Well, the foundation is laid. You got your brick layers. You got your electricians that does on that. You got all of that, your drywall. And you got your plumbing people, your water people, all these different functions that you need in the house, whether you want hardwood floors or carpet. Your roof, your chimney, if you have a fireplace, your windows, your doors, your security, different groups doing different things. But yet it all comes together to build one house. So how should you build Becoming a wise master builder is what your goal is. How do I become a wise master builder? Well, I have to be able to see how much will it take me to get to this point of building, and how many people must I surround myself with to help me get there. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. The reason I'm talking like this, so I want you guys to understand clearly that this is important, so important that in order for you to move to the next level, now, you're at the ending of the month of January, moving into the month of February, this is a leap year, yes, 29 days, leap year, hello. And so we want to make sure that we continue each month. Now, as a business owner, you want to make sure you run the first 90 days or every 30 days, however you want to do it. But you notice there's four quarters in a year, correct? Business is measured each quarter, whether they deal with stocks, the stock exchange, whether they're doing IPOs, all these different things that you see businesses go through each year. Four quarters. The first quarter, January, February, March. Now, come March, you should measure what you've done the first three. The first quarter, how well did you do? How much did you grow? Did you grow to your gold, or did you grow short from the gold? You have to measure these things, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular, consistent basis. What does your monthly income level look like? What do you need to do to get to the things you need to have to grow even bigger? It's all about progress, but it's also getting results. What kind of results are you getting from your people? What kind of results are you getting from yourself? What are you doing to get the results that you're looking at? So these are the things that you have to look at, ladies and gentlemen, in order to continue to build and see the vision that you have placed for this year, 2020. And last but not least, step number four, take big swings. Oh, I love this part. Founders are tempted to play things safe from fear of failure. It's logical, though. But business is hard, and failure is possible. But think of it this way, ladies and gentlemen. Even when you play it safe, the odds are still against you. When you take bigger risks, the odds aren't that much worse, and the reward are exponentially higher. As long as you are financially responsible, you can be strategically bold. That's the best way to give yourself the highest likelihood of success. And I keep saying that over and over and over again. You got to take big swings, ladies and gentlemen. You can't take small punts. I'm thinking about baseball. But in baseball, you take the big swing. You want the home run. Or you want to get it out there where you can get as many on base than you possibly can. And if you have people on base, you want to bring them home. But you are not to play it safe for fear of failure. Why? You don't have to. It's not necessary. If you take the big risk and you take the big swing, who knows how far you may go. You may knock it all the way out the park. So don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen, to take the big swings. You need to learn to take the big swings. And practice, 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 ladies and gentlemen, is what it's all about. The more you be bold in your business and sharing and getting the information out, no matter what the cost, no matter what the avenues are, you still got to get it. But you have to be financially responsible as a business owner to make sure you're not doing it foolishly or you're misstepping your bounds when it comes to certain things in your business. If you're a product business, ladies and gentlemen, this is the safest, coolest way I can say this, that I can say that has been a big help for me and my company, Global Touch Enterprise. And one thing I can say as a web designer, marketing guru myself, is this. Every website that I've designed, that I've put together for businesses across this country, has been a big help in me understanding their needs, what is necessary for them to have, and how to keep them active, interactive with their target market. Case in point, when you go to my website, globaltouchenterprise.net, you can definitely schedule an appointment with me directly from the site. And, of course, it sends me information to my phone and also my email. So I get instant information while I'm out and about doing other things. This is called the automation system process. Everything is automated. Let's use that term today. In 2020, you're going to see a lot of things about automated. Marketing is also automated. A lot of people don't know that. But auto marketing is key. Well, same thing with your website. It's your extension of who you are in business and what you also provide in the marketplace, whether it's a product or service or both. You want to make sure you got it going on and you're up with the times. And technologically speaking, you want to make sure you have everything in place to keep the ball rolling. Can I say this? And I think I will say this. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 340 million people in the United States. You need just 1%. Let me say that again. There's over 340 million people in the United States. You only need 1% to be successful. That's a small percentage, but yet that's a big number. So take the big swings. You can question your weaknesses. And basically, you can strengthen your strengths. You can assess your hypocrisy. You can look at all of these things, of the four steps that I just gave you, so that way you can define exactly what you need to do. But your vision and your growth go hand in hand. You can't have vision without growth, and you can't have growth without vision. They go hand in hand. Can you see your roadmap? It's funny. We take destinational trips. We travel. But yet, when we take our trips and travel, we look at everything on the cost, the hotel, the rental car, if we're renting a car, if we need to have that, the airfare, right? The time and dates when we want to set aside to do these things. It's easy for us to do that, but when it comes to setting aside and structuring your business, it gets hard. Why? It shouldn't. It's the same thing. If you structure your business like you structure your travel, you'll be set. You already know how many people you want to take with you. You already know how much fun you want to have. Your business should be fun, fun-loving. It should be an extension of who you are as an individual. Never forget that. It should be an extension of who you are as an individual. Global Touch Enterprise is an extension of Ed Peterson. And it has been for the past 12 years. 12 years. 2008 is when I started this business, when I got laid off from AT&T. It's kind of funny how that works. And since I got tired of the layoffs, I decided, let me start something for myself, something that I can enjoy doing, and then also helping others as I help myself. Again, not being an island, but also have a team of people to help me work with me on a level. And I do have a good team, and I'm happy. But here's the thing. I set it up. I said I'm here in Houston, Texas, from Chicago, Illinois, but I have in 7 and 8 states right now with the business, or 8 states. But here's the thing. The more you continue being consistent and persistent in your endeavors, the stronger you get. You're exercising muscles that you didn't have before. You're strengthening your strengths. You know what's worked? Use that. Maximize the moment and maximize the opportunity that's at hand. So what is your vision for 2020? Growth. Assisting others, building, and continuing to strengthen my strengths. That alone, ladies and gentlemen, will get you to the next level, to the next point, and guess what? you will be where you want to be and where you need to be so you can continue to grow on the next plane. And then once you do that level of growth, then you got to start a new set. And that's the fun part. You start a new set. Knock out this. Take the big swings. Knock this out the park, and guess what? Now you're getting ready for a new set. A new set of opportunities, a new set of growth. A new layer of yourself now that has been added. How tall do you want your building to be? It's up to you. How many floors do you want to have? It's up to you. How many people in your network do you want to have? It's up to you. And how many people do you want to help as you help yourself? Again, it's up to you. The more people you help get what they want, you automatically, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, get what you want. But you got to help enough people. Again, you're not an island. No need to go in there. You're here. And I really want to thank everyone for this opportunity of tuning in of this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And I got to say, it's going to be a fun, pleasure, rather a privilege. That's from my brother, that's Brown. And I want to continue, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to keep focused. Vision for 2020, what it is, growth, continue your growth. This is going to be our Vision Growth Series. And so for the rest of this year, 2020, we're going to be helping and assisting, giving, sharing tools and tips on a regular weekly basis every Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. You can tune in at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The call-in number, of course, is 909-202-8717. Again, 909-202-8717. Or if you're online, you can go to our website and you can tune in live on our show, and we'll be happy to take any questions or anything that you have. You can also email me at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. Any inquiries that you may have in reference to your business. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to help you as we continue on sharing and giving opportunities of growth for all those who are looking. Remember, there's many people in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, that are looking for opportunity, looking for things that you may have, but if you don't get it out there, nobody will know. So you have to be bold, and you have to take the big swing. And with that, we want to say continue on, continue to build, continue to faith, and keep building the dream.